Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Hey! Oh, yes. Today we're fanning the flames of comedy. It's all about the fun. I'd like to dedicate today's show to a favorite of mine. And that favorite would be George Benger. Happy birthday. Mom and Pop Shop on 106hotmix.com. Oh, my chat room's a little empty now, but let me see. Maybe it's because I'm doing a small chat. And we'll see who's coming in. And why don't we just blame it on something?
I was at a dance when he caught my eye, standing all alone, looking sad and shy. We began to dance, waying to and fro, and then I knew I'd never let him go. Blame it on the bossa nova with its magic spell. Blame it on the bossa nova that he did so well.
Take down the
no, no, the chance song.
The Bossa Nova.
I knew that he was a wonderful lover the minute that he did.
The Bossa Nova.
Yum, yum, yum.
The Bossa Nova.
You three came from the Bossa Nova. The Bossa Nova.
I see everybody's logging in and logging out. Are we having problems listening? Is what happened? Let me know. No sound, huh? Well, that's so strange now. I wonder, I'm in the small chat, Bob. Do you ever have that problem? I have the small chat on. Sometimes I use both, but let me play a little music while I try and fix this out. Wow, did the sound go? That is so weird. What's going on with my show today? I can't tell what's happening here. All right, why don't we see if I can fix this with some comedy.
She's been on HBO, she's been on SNL, she wrote and performed on The Colin Quinn Show. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the fabulous Nancy Lombardo!
My coffee to perform here. That was like high energy. That was great. You guys, you're the bravest people in the world. You're like, I give you a lap dance, but I think it's been done. It's so great. The whole breath thing. Almost ready for breath. Yay! You know what? I don't think it's my girls. I don't think it's my breath. I think that this is the continental shelf. Because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of a day. And I don't think of these as breaths. I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Like, right, you're in a grocery store. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Excuse me, sir, can you? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir, can you get me that? Thing you got going on there. That's very nice, too. That's great. Okay, enough about you. Let's talk about me. Me! I'm an middle-aged woman. Every time someone asks me, I take a new one. Oh, I'm a mother of two. Okay, one's my husband. Oh, I'm Puerto Rican and Italian, but I like to pretend I'm French because I'm crazy.
Near the Isle of Scrotum, like a million swam around in Bordeaux, I'm searching for that special lass who lay in a foreign land, instead of to be wasted by the stroking of a hand. The great excitement did rise, all the sperm swam upstream. But one special laddie swam the fastest in search of his chromosome dream. She had only one X, an X, and a Y to make a dream come true. So in he plunged the cervix, yeah, and up the uterus too, up the uterus too. The river rose, and he could tell that she was in the moon. Underneath she did undertake down the fallopian tube. Many had surrounded her, but only one would get in. So in he plunged with a manly grin, in he plunged with a manly grin. And that is how we all begin, that is how we begin. When I was a little girl and lived in New York City, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villainess in the film was because she was that skinny little woman all dressed in black. Her hair, always in a bun. She'd always be standing at the top of a long, winding staircase, in her hand, a mysterious box. At the bottom of the staircase would always be a beautiful young woman who'd say something like, "Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?" And the top of the stairs would go, "Tu esposo está aquí." She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head, "Ayúdame, ayúdame." The head would follow the box, bounce it, and it would land on his feet. She'd go, "Ah!" And the top of the stairs would go, "Ha, ha, 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 ha." And that was every film I saw over and over again. Dating? You know, my friend Cynthia, if you don't know what it's like, there's only two kinds of men you can meet. Those that come into your life, break your heart, walk all over you, and those not willing to make that commitment. She got so crazy, she went on one of these things called speed dating. Have you heard of that?
Yeah.
It's where you go to a bar to meet a whole bunch of men in a short amount of time. In the 90s, we called that co-core. Yeah, far too much of that joke. No, it's true. It's hard. It's crazy. You know why Miss on Drugs lies is? Wasn't she great on drugs?
Oh, yeah.
She was the happiest I ever knew her to be. You know, she's like... And then she went into rehab and it was just like... So I really miss that about her. And it's a good thing. All right. I'm going to leave you with one thing. Mental illness doesn't run in my family, but it does hop, skip, and jump a lot. Thank you very much, you all.
Sensational sketch group, and they have headlined at just about every sketch festival in the country. They've played in D.C., they've headlined in Seattle, Toronto. In Toronto, they actually won Best of the Fest, and they were invited by the Second City to perform on the Second City's main stage in Toronto. So tonight you get to see them on this historic stage at the Duplex. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the stage the marvelous Drop Six!
Right. You suck.
I'll start. So it was the beginning of March and we were going to the State Fair. He was wearing his burgundy cable knit.
That went with the khakis the dry cleaner gave you by mistake.
Mr. Ping.
Mr. Ping.
Mr. Ping, thank you for coming.
That's what
it
was. So my sweater had a hole in it.
It was big.
Huge.
It was hugely big. He got it as a sister.
But not from her sister.
No, because they're not attracted to each other anymore.
No, that's done.
So she had just gotten a dog.
Shih Tzu.
Oh, it was a corgi.
Shih Tzu corgi, the
land. It was a shit corgi.
It was aggressive. So we're online at the State Fair waiting to see the butter sculpture.
It was a huge red ball.
Except it was yellow because it was made out of butter. And this one had a little too much to drink.
Well, let's just say I hit the lemonade stand twice. Take that lemonade stand.
So when need to find a restroom fast.
Rapido.
Ching chow.
Mr. Ping.
So we're walking. We're walking. Funnel cake. Balloon.
Ring top. Goldfish.
Connie's. Freak show.
Bearded. Lady.
Ferris wheel.
Mommy.
Vomit. So we're lost. Restroom, nowhere to be found.
And I'm getting antsy.
And we see this woman
standing by the vomit.
And we go to ask her, where's the nearest Johnny on the spot?
Who's Johnny? Where's the spot?
And this one taps her on her bony shoulder and says,
can you direct me to the powder room?
Who's powder?
Where's his room? So she turned around and I was terrified.
Oh, she had these beady eyes.
And her eyelashes were crooked.
And these sideburns.
And her cheekbones were low. And she opened her mustached mouth and said,
what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
It was a little higher than that, actually. It was more like, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
Right. But we're forgetting she was toothless. So it was like a,
oh, what do you think you're doing? I'm trying to watch the kids go down the slide. People with money think they own the world.
She wouldn't let go.
I wouldn't let go. I brought him in the bathroom with me.
Johnny on the spot.
Johnny.
There's a spot.
Oh.
And here you all are.
9 months later. For our little Zachary's Hanukkah bris.
Hanukkah bris.
Brisica.
L'chaim.
Shalom.
Rabbi.
That was Alicia Levy and Drop Six. A great team. I don't think they're still together, but very funny, cutting-edge group in New York City. Drop Six, you could still find them online. I think they revamped there and did everything. Betty Jo Tucker, thank you for hanging in by phone. Poor Betty Jo, I now official. Oh, there you go. I just went to talk about you, and you went away. All right, maybe Betty Jo will be back. Let's see, who do we have here? Nothing Taboo with Sage Justice. Cool, is that a radio show? Oh, look, it's John C. Sweet, the Blog Talk Radio itself. John Sweet, if you're listening, people can't hear my show and they have to keep refreshing. What's up with that, John C. Sweet? Terrific, going to have a Fanning the Flames of Comedy Day because that's how hot it is up here in the north. The New York area right now, I'm on the road and doing my show from Long Island, but I'm at a beautiful view. It's a misty day outside, kind of foggy, but I have a view of the water and the sailboats going by, so what could be better than that in doing my show? I'd like to do a shout-out to, oh, it's such a good show, Wacko Bob in the morning. Anybody new, please friend them. Follow them, listen to them. Always interesting subjects with Wacko Bob and his sidekicks there. We've got guest 713. Welcome to the room. Cyanide, all the way from the Netherlands. Is that how you spell cyanide, cyanide? What do you do for a living, cyanide? Let's keep the fans of flames going with a little Betty and a little sexy song. Here we go.
Did you tell her we went somewhere dark so we couldn't be seen? Did you tell her?
I love that. That's the group Betty. By the way, Betty is releasing, I don't know if you remember a TV show called Encyclopedia on HBO. Betty did numerous songs for them, like The Atom. I think I might play it later. But they didn't. Now they're going to release an album of all those songs they did. But it was really great because it was like the rock pop group Betty doing all these fascinating songs. Hello, John C. Sweet in the chat room. What a great name, John C. Sweet. C. Sweet? Yeah, my sound keeps dropping out. I hope you all can hear me now. I had a lot of people who couldn't and had to drop out of the chat room typing. Cyanide is there. Cyanide is very funny. You know what I like about my show? My guest drop-in chatters are very funny people. My boss just asked, do you want a can of soda? Sage Justice, you can hear me. I can hear you, too. I feel like President Bush. I can hear you. Anyway, it's all fun. And you know what's fun fanning the flames of comedy today? He brought you a beer, Cyanide? You Netherlanders, you know how to work. You're still at work, I believe, aren't you? Okay. Party down. Hey, Cyanide, this one's for you. And everybody, if you haven't, friend the Wacko Bob show and subscribe so you can be on their list. No, I don't drink alcohol, Cyanide. You don't drink, but he offered you a beer. He's just a cruel boss, I'm going to say. He's just cruel. Cyanide, this one's for you then. Here we go.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie Cy and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within an instant. I had eaten six and still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag.
From his CD, Zesty. Love that, Tom. Cyanide, that one's for you. Wacko Bob, if you haven't, Cyanide, friend and follow his show, too. And I have to say, Betty Jo had to leave. This is how good my listeners are. Betty Jo couldn't get on in the chat room, was having problems with the Internet, so she listened by phone all the way from Pueblo, Colorado. I got to say, I've got people from Pueblo, Colorado to the Netherlands, and that's terrific. And Cyanide's boss is offering him a beer. Must be the end of the day, Friday day there, fanning the flames of funny today. Let me just do a plug here for my friend Betty Jo Tucker from Blog Talk Radio. And, Cyanide, he does listen to your show, okay, Wacko Bob, he does. Very good. Thank you, Cyanide. Very good. And if you haven't joined my Facebook Comedy Concepts Facebook page, please do. so you get all my notices and see pictures. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. She's got a new blog out. Check that out. And also listen to her show every Tuesday at 4, Movie Attic Headquarters. This week at 4, she's going to have Stephen, S-C-H-O-C-H-E-T, Sochet, author of Hollywood Stories. Stephen Sochet, I'm pronouncing it. Hollywood Stories, and he's going to regale you with funny tales from about superheroes behind the scenes. So listen to my lady, Betty Jo Tucker. I'm sipping my cola, and I had to get my... Oh, you had to get it yourself. Your boss didn't offer it. Well, it's no madman. Oh, but we have a caller on the line, and I believe if it's a number I recognize right now, we have... I told you, surprise guest. You never know who's going to pop in. I believe we have... the prize-winning playwright and author of numerous books, including Silent Screams, Silent Victims, Silent Kills, and Silent, her latest, Silent Slaughter. Let's see if we can bring on C.E. Lawrence. C.E. Lawrence, are you there?
Hey there. Hey. I certainly am.
Oh,
thanks
good.
Thanks for the polka. that polka brought me right back to my
out of your yoga state, huh?
Well, actually, it's funny because I'm living in Woodstock now and taking yoga, but I grew up in Ohio, and my first boyfriend was Polish, and we used to dance the polka, so there you go.
Oh, the polka, I love. And 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3, and 1, 2, 3.
You know how everybody has a song, you know, in high school? Like, you know, they have, it's their song, you know?
Uh-huh.
And it's usually some romantic, sappy ballad. Well, my song, with my boyfriend and I, our song was... I don't want her, you can have her, she's too fat for me. Polka.
Polka.
That was our song, so we go to a place and go, oh, they're playing our song, sweetie.
Oh, that's so too cute. All right, let's talk about you. You've got a new book out. This is also my friend Carol, by her other name, C.E. Lawrence, or her collection of books, which I just finished reading. I didn't bring it with me. But I follow the characters, so this is your new... When is it released yet, or is it August?
It's actually August 1st. Silent, the fourth one in the series comes out on August 1st. As my friend said, the charmingly titled Silent Slaughter. they're sounding more and more... Actually, there's very little on-screen violence or on-stage violence in this book. Really, you don't really see any of it, but...
But it's psychological violence.
It's psychological, it is. That's
since your book is not being released till August 1st, that gives everybody out there listening the chance to go buy the other three.
Oh, you're the best, Nancy. Yes, and they're available online. There are links on my website, the links on my publisher's website. And,
give us your website so they could check you out.
My website is celawrence.com.
That's a C and an E. Lawrence.
No spaces, no periods, no punctuation, just celawrence.com. And that's got all the links. It's got all the online links to Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and of course, your local indie store if you have one.
If you have one, and if you don't, go order the book and say, why don't you have this book? Series of books, especially in Woodstock. I would think this would be good reading up there in the woods of Woodstock.
Yeah. We have a charming little bookstore here called the Golden Notebook that's been open for a long time, and they're an indie store. And
are you doing a reading there?
I'm going to do a panel of some kind. I spoke with them, and I'm really relieved. I'm not crazy about doing readings because usually you have like your five friends and your mother, you know, but unless you're J.K. Rowling. But so I talked to them, and I think they're going to do a panel. There's some other crime writers close by, and I think we're going to do a panel in July or possibly August on, you know, specifically on thriller writing, crime writing, mystery writing, that kind of thing.
Well, you know what would be great up there, and you could pull it off. You should actually get those crime writers together, and you should find a B&B up there somewhere and do a murder mystery night.
You know, that is such a fun idea. I've always wanted to be a part. You remember when you and I used to do improv together?
Yes, yes.
Did you ever? I did a couple of those murder mysteries.
Oh no, I've done a lot of them.
I'll bet you have.
But that would be fun with real murder mystery writers. No one's ever done that.
That's a fantastic idea, actually. I love that. Although some writers are kind of, you know, a little Asperger-y. I mean, some writers don't make, I mean, a writer who shall remain nameless, who's fairly well known, that I happen to know, this person's name came up and they said, yeah, I don't know if he really would be great on the panel. And I said Asperger, and they said, yeah, kind of.
Oh, well. So, you know, I don't know if you know this, but C.E. Lawrence, T.L. Walker has logged into the chat room. We've got a chat room coming in and out, so it's very nice here. I'm talking with C.E. Lawrence, author of Silent Screams, Silent Victims, Silent Kills, and her new book in August, Silent Slaughter.
Yes,
oh.
And then I have a book right after that. I actually have an
e-book. You have another one, and you haven't released
it
yet?
It's an e-book. That's coming out very shortly after Silent Slaughter, called Silent Stalker. And you would like that one, Nancy. It takes place in the theater community. It's, there's a guy running around killing actresses.
Oh, I do have to say, I have to go back now. I will talk about Silent Slaughter because I got the pre-book, and I did read it. Believe it or not, people, I read everything I get. And what was interesting, I was laughing because Carol and I have a history of performing together years ago with a group called the First Amendment, and Carol included a lot of the area that we performed in her new book. So if you're a New York City fan of the art scene, you'll recognize a lot of the locations.
Oh, yeah, and I don't know if I told you this, but I take yoga class at an adorable little dojo right across from our old theater on Bond Street. It's
oh,
so
wow.
Nostalgic. I know. I love it. Of course, Bond Street.
Wait, is that number 2 Bond Street?
Yeah, it's right across from number 2 Bond Street.
Yeah, that's number 1 Bond Street. That was the Secretary of the Treasurer under Thomas Jefferson, I believe. That was his house was located on that.
Oh my God! I can't believe you know that. That's amazing. Really?
Yep.
That's fascinating.
And that's also where they filmed First Wives Club, the ending scene in First Wives Club.
Oh, okay. All right. Fascinating. Well, Bond Street is all she now. And I actually talk about that in the book, how much it's changed and how much, you know,
Let me see who's in my chat room there. Rob Blacken. Do you know Rob Blacken?
I do not.
All right. Well, it's interesting. I've got people listening that don't usually listen, so nothing taboo. Are you a radio show? I'm not sure. T.L. Walker, I know. Wacko Bob is another radio show who's listening to us. And you have someone, Cyanide, the name alone, is in the Netherlands listening. And
that's
Cyanide,
fantastic. I love that.
Yes, yeah, so you
what
have
great.
It as far as the Netherlands listening. And let's see, I guess John didn't need help. Well, no, John C. Sweet, I needed help, Cyanide. I'm answering the chat room at the same time. I don't know if you're in it. So anyway, Cyanide, this is a perfect book for you. You're in the Netherlands. What better than Silent Screams, Silent Victims, Silent Kills, and Silent Slaughters for you? And you have, I'll tell you a little bit about the book. I totally
Thank
enjoy
you.
Them, the series. There's a running thread, I don't want to give it away, about an unsolved mystery that occurs in each book. Or disappearance, I believe. And then the characters are so interesting that you really can't. I got to say, this. You say it's not as bloody as most of them, but it was pretty scary Peter Lorre type character in there to me.
Yeah. I think this guy, my latest serial killer, is definitely the scariest one. And a lot of times I kill off my serial characters at the end of the book. But in this particular case, I won't give it away, but this guy may live to fight another day.
Oh,
because
no.
He's kind of like a demented James Moriarty. I mean, he's kind of the Moriarty to my protagonist.
You're an award-winning playwright as well, for my listeners, an award-winning playwright, as well as you've received lots of commendations for your novel, right? Is it novel? What I call it? Novel, right?
Novel
writing. So you've received a lot of commendations and high praise. If you go on the internet, you'll see all our great reviews. So what you want to, when you're doing this with these characters, and I know they're reoccurring, but they're so well fleshed out that you basically see them and are scared. You reminded me of a movie, and I can't remember this movie. Years and years ago, it was with Stephanie Powers. And it was in, I remember was in black and white with hanging mannequins from the ceiling, and it just had that almost a noir like effect to what was going on.
Yeah.
A touch of noir. Would you say that was true?
Oh.
And
oh,
you
had yeah.
a touch of noir going
yeah.
on?
Yeah, it, yeah, yeah, definitely.
I did that get that I mean, kind of feeling.
Yeah, I definitely had I definitely was trying to create that kind of mood, and I think that's the challenge of writing thrillers is some people like to write a lot of violence on the page. I personally don't. Not that I think you shouldn't. I think if that's your thing, go ahead. But I don't. I like psychological terror, and I think that the trick is to try and create that, to have a villain or an antagonist who is so scary that, as you said, just the sight of him kind of makes you, you know, scared. And then, and to me, it's always better to let the reader fill in a little bit of what this guy is up to, rather than having it splashed all over the page. So
yeah, and it was.
And I think
yeah. It's true. Remember how much more afraid we were of simple movies that were
yes.
just in black and white, and you never
yes.
saw. You never saw blood. You never saw guts. You would see a closing
right.
door or a leering
exactly.
smile. And your books kind of remind me a little bit about that. It's like I'm getting scared.
Good, good. Well, that's my desire. It's. It's at Thriller Fest last year. The wonderful. I don't know if your boy has read R.L. Stine. Is he a fan of R.L. Stine?
I think so. Well, name some of the books, and I'll know.
Oh God, he's you know what? He's written so many. I have to Google him. But he's just a terrifically best-selling children's mystery writer, and he's the grandmaster for the Thriller Writers Convention, and we have it every July in New York. And he got up for his acceptance speech last year, and he looked out over the people, and he said, "Everyone in this room shares a sacred mission to spread more fear in the world."
Oh God.
and everybody laughed their heads off, and then, you know, he gave the funniest speech. It was hysterical.
You've got somebody afraid in the chat room already.
Oh, good, no, good.
Nothing
scared.
Taboo with Sage Justice says, goosebumps.
Good,
goosebumps
good,
was
good. Well,
yeah, yeah. That was it, goosebumps.
Yeah. Goosebumps, thank you. Thank you so much. You're right, goosebumps, yes.
I got the smartest listeners. I have to say, my listeners are really super smart people. And then Wacko Bob,
so cool.
too, that's another radio show that's listening. Rob Blanken, I don't know. I've got some new people. And who's your publisher again? And say your website.
My publisher is Kensington Publishing, and my website is celawrence.com. Actually,
yeah.
my agent just sent out an email, and my agent is Folio Literary, and they just made the cover of Poets and Writers magazine. There's a
oh, what,
big article
what, who's your agent?
Folio Literary Management.
Folio.
Folio. Yeah. There's a big photo of them on the cover of Poets and Writers, which is a really terrific writing magazine. It's one of my favorites. I actually have an article coming out in the Writer magazine next month, and I also have an article coming out in the Third Degree, which is the Mystery Writers of America newsletter.
That's terrific.
About the craft of writing.
That's great.
Yeah, you got it. So far, the endless promotional machine, you know how it goes.
No, it's always good to be working, and sometimes I have the privilege of performing and improvising with my friend, who goes under Carol, at the Tom Soder Improv Jam, which I've got to plug because I'll be there this Sunday. It's a Tom Soder
oh,
Improv
are you gonna
Jam.
Be there?
Yeah. Tom Soder
oh,
Improv
so-
Jam this Sunday. It's right next. It's at the Soder What is it? Soder something theater? Oh, I can't
Black
see
Black Box Theater.
Black
on,
Box Theater. It's right on 79th
Street.
Next to Stand Up New York.
78th Street, Nancy.
78th.
78th. Right.
One flight up. Right next
right.
to the Stand Up New York. So I'll be there at 7
right.
o'clock. So I'm plugging it for him there. What is
oh, that's
I,
great. That'll
I used
be a great
to read
show.
Those books all the time. Nothing Taboo with Sage Justice. That is such a great chat name.
I love that.
Sage
Justice. It's both a literary name and it smells good. I can smell.
Wait, I got to say this is Nothing Taboo. Are you following me so I can follow you? I got to tell them. If you're following me so I could follow you, I'll know. So let me know. And you have another show at 9:30. Where are you, Nothing Taboo? Because that's a different time zone. Let me know, Nothing Taboo. Yes,
sounds
I
like
am.
California.
does it? If it's 9:30? Yes. No, it's only 11:30. There's 3 hours difference. So.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Right.
Oh, wait.
Maybe Arizona.
Montana. Look, you got somebody listening to you from Montana.
Yay, Montana. Hey,
Montana. Good fishing in Montana. Do you fly fish taboo? Yeah, so you've got all the way. I think Wacko Bob, I'm not sure, it might be Australia. No, he's got
Wacko
people on
Bob,
it.
That's fantastic.
Australia, Cyanide is the Netherlands, Sage Justice is Montana. So you're covering the scopes and deaths. So once again, I must plug these books, Silent Screamed, Silent Victim, Silent Kill, Silent Slaughter. And that's coming out in August, but you have time to catch up, my listeners, by going now and purchasing all three books online. And that, what great summer reading. Hey, just in time to have a nice little book you can take to the beach. You'll be reading them quick, which is great. And I love the characters. Will we ever resolve that thread line mystery? I don't want to give away.
It's all right. You can say there's a mystery about the disappearance of his sister and also where his father is. His father walked out of the family when he was young. There's a big reveal in the e-book, in Silent Stalker. There's a huge reveal about the father. And in Silent Slaughter, he gets a little closer to solving the mystery about his sister. He gets involved with the police, and there's an indication of with some of the people who may have information on his sister. And there's a couple of surprises of things that he didn't realize was true about her disappearance.
It's
so
great.
There's some
if you're a fan of, like, Law & Order, like I am, any Law & Order, SVU, I don't care what it is. Put initials, I'm going to watch it. All I got to hear is dun-dun, I'm there. And you love this book. This is perfect for those kind of readers. But it's also great summer reading, especially those of you who travel back and forth. You're on a train, you're killing time. Read the book because you get so engrossed. I bet you'll finish the book by the time you reach your destination. That's how good it is. Give us that website again, CE.
CELawrence.com.
Oh, and they can get these books again where?
Pretty much everywhere. There are links on my website. You can get them at any indie store. You can get them at all the major chains, including Barnes & Noble and, of course, Amazon.com. And you can always order them if the store doesn't have them.
Now, let me ask you this. With your comedy background, you write mysteries going the opposite direction. Have you written any comedy mysteries?
I think there are more comic elements in my cozies, and they're about to be re-released, actually, because, internet publishing is changing everything so much.
What is it called? Internet what? I'm sorry, I didn't hear that word.
Internet publishing, you know?
Oh,
it's just because,
okay.
Because it's so cheap to put books out now, you don't have to have a hard copy. So my old agent, which was Writer's House, which is actually, I never told you the story of how I met John Hodgman, but he was my agent's assistant when I was at Writer's House.
Oh, well, that's a great story.
Yeah, actually, it was really fun. Very, very briefly about John. So he used to be, when I was writing Cozy 10 years ago, he was at Writer's House. And he was my agent's assistant. So when I called my agent, Susan Ginsberg, I would get John on the phone. And I thought, wow, this is a really interesting sort of nerdy, guy. And he just had this really peculiar way of talking. And then I ran into him at Keene's, two or three years ago. And he recognized me. And he's like, hi, Carol. And I turned around and he said, it's John, remember? I said, oh, yeah, John, how you doing? And he said, well, I'm doing a little writing. I said, good for you, John. I didn't know. And then a few months later, I saw him on The Daily Show, and I was like, oh, shit.
A little writing.
It's John. But I think it was so interesting to me that what was interesting to me is that what's peculiar about John is one of the things that makes him so effective, because he's so odd. And I think that he's such an odd presence on the screen that you just want to watch him. He's so interesting, I think. And
it's funny.
What was funny was I was so like, oh, good. I was like I was talking to a student. I was like, good for you, John.
That's
good for you.
You go, John.
with your little book project.
Okay, okay? Cyanide has got to sign out in the Netherlands. He's got to go. This is always his work time when he calls me. It's the end of the day. Cyanide, thank you again for tuning in. We've got guests still tuning in and out with that. And C.E. Lawrence, go to C.E. Lawrence, and that is www.celawrence.com.
Yeah. Yes, yes, it is indeed. And I'll have also, I mentioned the Cozies, and then I got stuck in the John Hodgman story because it just tickles me. I think it's so funny that, you know, I was so unaware of what he was up to. The Cozies are, which is Who Killed Blanche DuBois, Who Killed Dorian Gray, and Who Killed Mona Lisa, which was a series of Cozies that I wrote, you know, murder mysteries, and which were a little bit more on the comic side. You asked about that. I mean, I'd like to think I have some characters as sort of comic, but...
Well, I definitely think a murder mystery in Woodstock with real authors is kind of a fun idea, and doing that. Well, congratulations on your new book coming out in August.
Thank you.
That's terrific.
Thank you so
Meanwhile,
much.
Pick up the other three if you haven't. And thank you, Carol, for being a guest, C.E. Lawrence, on our show. Check out her book, Silent Scream, Silent Victims, Silent Kills.
Thank you so much, Nancy.
All right.
Thanks.
I'll talk to you later. Show's almost over, and I got to do some
plugs.
Thank
you,
Carol.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank you. Talk to you. Bye.
Bye. Great guest. Great, terrific guest, isn't she? Check out her book, C.E. Lawrence, The Terrific Stuff, Sage Justice. Everybody knows when my show's about to end, I can see, but I got to give a shout-out to my friend who did this wonderful promo for me, George Bettinger at HotMix106.com. The mom and pop shop. I got to give a shout out because it's his birthday today. So, George, happy birthday to you. I'm surprised he didn't call in, but he's probably just enjoying his birthday. So, George, here's a mom and pop shop every day at 4 p.m. for George. Here we go.
And we've been event aware that it is your birthday! So in your honor, we're going to do a special song just for you! Here it goes! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song! One more time! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! Your name here! Happy, happy birthday! The happy birthday song!
Happy, happy birthday!
Happy, happy birthday, the happy birthday song.
Whee!
Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, the happy birthday song.
Happy birthday,
we just want to say, from Irina and Luba, have a happy day. Happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday, don't be here. Have a happy birthday, the happy birthday
Say the secret word and the deck will come down and pay you $1,000. You're listening to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Hey, Mo! What is it, Carly? What is it? I want to listen to Nancy Lombardo on Comedy Concepts. Ruff. You know, it's an amazing thing. This is Jackie Mason, and you're listening to Comedy Concepts with my good friend Nancy Lombardo right here on the wonderful station on Blog Talk Radio. If you knew it, if you only knew what you were hearing, you'd understand that this is the greatest program a person could ever have, Nancy Lombardo, right here at Comedy Concepts.
That was George Bettinger. Happy birthday, George Bettinger, wherever you are today, enjoying it somewhere in Florida. Another radio show. Tia Walker, nice to have you on. Wacko Bob, always, every day. Follow the Wacko Bob Show. Cyanide, you still in there? You almost left the room. Rob Blanken, I have no idea who you are. But I want to thank our special pop-in guest today, C.E. Lawrence. Check out our books at celawrence.com. Her books are available everywhere, Amazon, and she's got some on Kindle. Do you know, check it, just Google her, and she's just everywhere. CELawrence.com. Thank her for dropping in. Silent Scream, Silent Victim, Silent Kill, Silent Slaughter, her latest one to be released in August. So as we go out today, I want to go out with a little happiness. So thank you all for joining in, and we've got just enough time for one last Nancy Lombardo song by Nancy Lombardo. Who else? This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And they live wrong unless it's for public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old, he's slow, I can beat him to the door jam. Oh yeah, LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time, all those big black and white labels. And then a friend pointed out, Nancy, there's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things, like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right. Thank you.